Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 15th, a great day of racing. We're going to cover Woodbine with some fantastic stakes on the card. You can also get my analysis for the Alabama Stakes at echobase.com. And if you follow me on Twitter at UberCapper, you can see links to other analysis on the day, including Ellis Park. This Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site covering most tracks, illegal in most states. Check them out. You can also get the written version by going to AmWager.com and clicking on How to Bet and Ellistar's blog. We're going to start with the Plate Trial Stakes, Race 8 at Woodbine. Before I do that, note race 7 on a superb card at Woodbine is the Bold Venture Stakes with a post time of 4:14, and you can get my analysis for that race at the Woodbine website. You can get that and some doubles and pick threes going into the 8th and 9th races, starting with the 7th, by going to woodbine.com. Elusive Knight is one of three contenders, opens at the highest odds of the 3 at 5-1, so has to be the key to profit in this race. We'll also use Clayton 4-5 morning line and Halo again 9-5. Elusive Knight stretched out to two turns in his third career start last year and missed by a half length to Vanzi, who's now a multiple stakes winner after taking the Jersey Derby last weekend. Rested and allowed to mature for 6 months, Elusive Knight finished second against Older in a tough allowance race, then ran into Clayton last out in another tough race. Sent off as the second choice to 5-2, Elusive Knight lost about two lengths at the break with a slow start, then closed nicely to beat everybody else but the winner, Clayton. And when jockey Patrick Husband saw there was no way to win, he wrapped up, saving something for Elusive Knight for this race. No matter how good Clayton appears to be, both he and Elusive Knight are trying 9 furlongs for the first time, and that's where breeding comes in. By Ghost Zapper, sire of Holy Helena, multiple winner at 9 and 10 furlongs, Gamble's Ghost and Lift Up, another two, have won at 9 and 10 furlongs in stakes, as well as, more importantly, 2018 Plate Trial winner Telekinesis. Elusive Knight might improve mightily at this trip and post a mild upset. Halo again won the 7 furlong Queenston Stakes last month, and as mentioned, Clayton won a classified allowance at the mile on his 16th trip. Halo again might also have better breeding for the trip than Clayton, as sire Spitestown was the sire of 2019 Oaks runner-up by a neck Bold Straight, and the Colts Dam is out of Unbridled Song. In the Plate Trial Stakes at Woodbine, race 8, 4:47 Eastern post time on Saturday, 8:15. Elusive Knight is a win bet at 2-1 or more. For the exact, this was split the favorites, so box Elusive Knight and Clayton, and then box Elusive Knight and Halo again. And they'll play one more ticket using Dotted Line, who can close for second, open to 12-1. And that ticket's going to be Clayton, Halo again, and Elusive Knight over Dotted Line. Now we got some doubles and pick threes. In race 8, Elusive Knight, Clayton, and Halo again. In race 9, Silent Poet and Admiral D. Pier. And then the pick 3 in race 10 will add Curlin's Voyage, Mizenbo, and Infinite Patience. Now Woodbine has a 20-cent minimum pick 3, so the other ticket I'm going to play is Elusive Knight, Clayton, and Halo again in race 8, Silent Poet, and Admiral D. Pier in race 9, and all in race 10. Moving on to race 9 in this week's Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by AmWager. Race 9 at Woodbine is the King Edward Stakes, post time of 5:22 Eastern. And Silent Poet is a legitimate favorite, opening at 9-5, likely to go to post at lower odds. However, the second and third betting choices in the race, Delaware and March of the Art, don't have the probability to win suggested by their odds, so it becomes a playable race. Delaware opens at 5-2 because Chad Brown's a trainer, but his runner-up effort in allowance company at Belmont doesn't appear to be good enough to win here if repeated, or if even slightly improved upon. March of the Arch may be a one-trick pony because his only win since the Grade 2 Wise Dan in June 2019 was the State Bred Stakes. On the other hand, Silent Poet, back to him, hasn't run a bad race on turf, maybe one. He's won 7 of 11 and finished second 3 times. He enters the race off 2 sharp wins on the course, and with the ability to win on the leader from off the pace, he's already won at the level as well, taking the Plated King Stakes, a Grade 2, last August. His recent works are top-notch. The way to make money is to use a horse like Admiralty Pier, who has a slight shot to upset the big shot to finish second, just like he did behind Silent Poet in the Connaught Cup on July 11th, a grade two stakes just like this one. That was Admiralty Pier's first race off a four-month layoff. He's definitely got improving to do, and he won the Tampa Bay Stakes around two turns on grass previously, so he is a two-turn stakes winner on grass. For some of the other bets, we're going to use Mr. Ritz, who's a nice horse. I don't think he's good on turf as the main track. Nevertheless, use him in second and third on trifecta tickets. And Dreammaker is a nice price at 20-1. He was coming back from 14 months off last month when battling on the lead for the first mile and then fading to fourth. He could be tougher second off a layoff. He really isn't need the lead type, and he's a full brother to Dream Dancing, who won nearly $500,000 and a couple stakes on the grass. In the King Edward, race 9 at Woodbine, 5:22 Eastern Post on Saturday, August 15th, Silent Poet is a bet at 8-5 or higher, a low odds overlay. We should also bet Admiralty Pier to win at 3-1 or higher. This is the kind of race where a dutching tool, like the free one Lamwager, really comes in handy as it helps proportion your bets based on the odds so you don't have to do the math for yourself. A dutching tool, like the free one Lamwager, allows you to enter how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and the bets are proportioned based on the odds. One of many perks and benefits Amwager.com has for you, the horse player. For trifectas, we're going to play Silent Poet and Admiralty Pier over Dreammaker, Mr. Ritz, Silent Poet, and Admiralty Pier over all. And Woodbine has a 20-cent minimum try, so it's an easy bet to play. And we'll play reverse the second and third, and we'll play a second ticket, which is Silent Poet and Admiralty Pier over all over Silent Poet, Admiralty Pier, Dreammaker, and Mr. Ritz. And if you want to play the doubles, you can do that even though you played the pick three. Hopefully, you're alive. In race 9, playing Silent Poet, Admiralty Pier. In race 10, Curlin's Voyage, Mizzen Bow, and Infinite Patience. And again, it's just a dollar, so if you want to play a second ticket, I know I will be. Silent Poet, Admiralty Pier overall in race 10. Moving on to race 10, the Woodbine Oaks, 5:57 Eastern. And by the way, you can tune in to the American Best Racing telecast stream on their Twitter feed and on Facebook with me, Dan Chordman, and some other people from 4 to 6 on Saturday. Woodbine Oaks, race 10 at Woodbine Post, 5:57 Eastern on Saturday, August 15th. Curlin's Voyage is the one to beat, having won 4 of 8, including the Fury Stakes last month. That 7-furlong trip was a great prep for going two turns today, particularly as the only other time she stretched out in two turns, she won by almost 5 lengths. There's no question she can get the distance, as Curlin gave us Dixie Moon, winner of the 2018 Oaks. Flattered when the runner-up came back to win, and on a sprint-spent route pattern for even more improvement, plus with a ground-saving rail, Curlin's Voyage looks very tough here, and a potentially low-odds overlay at 3-1. The reason being, the actual morning line favorite is Lasting Union, 5-2. And I find it odd, although I understand. She won by 12 lengths last out of route, two turns to Delaware, but it was an allowance race. Her breeding for all weather is only so-so at best, and trainer Matt's is really good, but hasn't really had any horses run on all weather in the last couple years. The 93 Equibase speed figure is okay, but it's just on par with Curlin's Voyage, and I don't think it's anything special, so I'm going to take a stand against Lasting Union. Instead, Mizzen Bow at 12-1 starting odds, and Infinite Patient at 6-1 become playable, at least underneath Curlin's Voyage for exotics, and also for a few bucks to win. Mizzen Bow finished 5th behind Curlin's Voyage in the Fury, a very even prep in which he was about the same position and same lengths behind from start to finish for going long. Mizzen Bow won around 2 turns in March with a 90 figure, so isn't far off the 93 that Curlin's Voyage earned. Her best race may be good enough here, and she has the race over a track as a benefit. Infinite Patience has won 5 of 6 in her career, finished 3rd in the other, last month when beaten just a length in the Fury. That was the first start back from 9 months off, so there's improving to do, and she has hidden breeding for the trip, so it could be a factor from start to finish. In the Woodbine Oaks, race 10 at Woodbine on Saturday, August 15th at 5:57 p.m. Win bets. First bet, Curlin's Voyage, 9-5 or higher, definitely a low odds overlay. Then we'll consider Mizzen Bow and Infinite Patience at 4-1 or more. I would not want to miss win bets on them. And this is, again, good race for a dutching tool. For trifectas, we're going to play Curlin's Voyage over Mizzen Bow and Infinite Patience over all, and play Curlin's Voyage over all over Mizzen Bow and Infinite Patience. Don't forget, you can get the written version of the Key Races and Bets podcast, which is the Key Races and Bets blog, by going to Amwager.com. While you're there, please check it out and become a member. Thank them for sponsoring these Key Races and Bets podcasts and blogs. Hope you make a lot of money on Saturday, August 15th, and we'll talk to you next week.